It's time now to continue the hour with a new exclusive radio presentation, a brand new segment we're calling The Buzz at Blue Hill. We're doing this in partnership with the folks at Trinzic Residential Group, talking about the Blue Hill District, which is, as you know, undergoing a lot of renewal and transformation, looking to emerge with a blend of pleasant walking experiences, commercial uses, upper-story residence bike paths, and sidewalk cafes. We're doing this segment every month, talking with the people and the businesses who live and work and play in Chapel Hill's most dynamic and developing neighborhood. Today, we are with a great local restaurateur and entrepreneur, Giorgio Bacasha, the owner of 15 restaurants in the area. This is a number that's growing.
It's grown in a nice way, so thank you for the compliment.
And two of those great restaurants are right here in the Blue Hill District in Chapel Hill, Kipo's Greek Taverna and Osteria Georgie. Giorgio, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's an honor. It's great to see the Blue Hill District continue to evolve and this beautiful community that we have an opportunity to engage and walk and enjoy quality hospitality and food.
And I love both of those restaurants. Brad and I go to Georgie all the time. So
thank you
for having them. Let's start with Kipo's, though, because that was on Franklin Street. Now it's at Eastgate, and it's a completely transformed corner of Eastgate. So how did that all come together?
Well, it was an opportunity where at the moment when I was on Franklin, it was a new landlord that we didn't agree on the rent structure. So they gave me an opportunity not to get angry at his business formula, but to allow me to find another opportunity, which I wanted the guest experience to be in a bigger garden, almost kind of hidden, which I love, and then work a business deal that was more favorable for the restaurant structure and what I was expecting from the business side. And of course, it was accessible to residential, to walk-in areas, to all the apartments. So I was excited about the ability that guests can also walk there or have access to it from very close by or off the highway or even the neighborhood, which is lovely.
And the patio outside especially, but like the inside too, it really feels like you're in the Mediterranean. So
right. It's and I think those experiences, even for example, if you're in Greece and Plaka in old Athens and you walk on side alley and all of a sudden you find this beautiful restaurant that's hidden and you discovered it in a joyful moment of not even looking. So I think that's what I was going for. Of course, Kipo's is a Chapel Hill brand and it was developed. So I was grateful for the audience from whether local here or from outside that were willing to find it. And it was worthy when they arrived there, they would say, wow, I'm glad we found it because the experience of going through the garden and arriving was a pleasant one.
Osteria Georgie, a little bit less hidden right on Elliott Road, the younger of the two businesses. This is an Italian concept, also a great aesthetic with a cool outdoor patio. What was your inspiration for that space?
Of course, you know, I think every neighborhood should have an amazing Italian restaurant. I think what made that Italian restaurant so popular and so worthy of Dan Jackson, which used to work at 11 Madison and other fine restaurants in New York, we had a conversation. I said, this is your home ground. You're born here in this area. So come back to Chapel Hill. Let's do a partnership and create a world-class Italian restaurant. So I'm grateful that Dan moved here and runs that operation, but also I know how important it is to the Chapel Hill community and to every community that outdoor dining experience is important. So I think all the residential part and also the same component, even though it's more visible, I wanted to have kind of a secret garden there that guests can enjoy the outside, which has always been some part of our brand. The outdoor experience has been something that I think the guests appreciated and I appreciated for many years. So I spent a lot of time and energy in making sure that the outside experience kind of flows well for the experience of dining.
Speaking with Giorgio Bacasha, the owner of Kipo's Greek Taverna in Chapel Hill, Osteria Georgie, also Bin 54 just around the corner from us. This segment is called The Buzz at Blue Hill. We're focusing on the Blue Hill District and the people and the businesses that are there. So you've talked about it a little bit already, but what drew you to that location in particular to locate those two spots?
It was a moment where I was having some time a couple of years ago, and then I decided that I wanted to see for the Blue Hill Zone area, the community there, an Italian restaurant that was elevated, but still close to all the residential. And the Blue Hill District allowed that. Also, the community and the relationship with the landlord of creating a favorable deal, because in this situation, you have to have a good relationship with the landlord and the structure of that, as well as the possibilities of what the neighborhood would like to see, because after all, I'm here to create experiences for the neighborhood. Otherwise, I've not accomplished my task in a way. So I want to make sure that both brands are part of Chapel Hill. Of course, Ben 54 has been there for over 17 years. So we're grateful to be here in this Blue Hill Zone, but also in the whole community.
And you've got a bunch of restaurants, not just in Chapel Hill, but all over the Triangle, Durham, Raleigh. What makes Blue Hill unique among all of those?
I think Blue Hill Zone is a kind of a foodie community, if I should say so, but also it's accessible, and you have a great mix of audience, whether you're moved here from another city or state, another part of the world, or you decided to live here through the university work, through the young professionals that they're working here and enjoying the ability to go to recruit good restaurants. And the business program that the school has, the Kenan Flagler, I think all that. So the social, the business, the universities, the hospital, they all are very enticing for me to be in this community. Same thing with Duke, and same thing with State, with Raleigh, North Carolina. So I think we have a pleasant support from having a great community to live in, you know, and that's something that we don't take for granted, I think.
Speaking with Giorgio Bacasha, again, owner of Kipos Creek Taverna and Osteria Georgie, both in the Blue Hill District. This segment is called The Buzz at Blue Hill in partnership with Trinsic Residential Group. And as we wrap up this conversation, other things that folks ought to know about Kipos and Georgie and all of the other great restaurants you've got in the area?
I think we continue to plant some beautiful flowers and plants now for the spring, summer, and evolving with wonderful fresh menus, and all the chefs and the teams are working hard to make sure the hospitality experience is above expectation and continue to give back to the community. And I'm sure there's also other opportunities that we can discuss in the future that possibly evolve and grow. Of course, Kipos has a leg in Wilmington, and more seafood savvy driven, being that it's close to the water. So that's also very successful because of the great community that is found here as well. So I think that has great roots. And so we're excited about not only working here, but living here.
Nice on this beautiful day for people to be able to get outside and eat too, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Again, Giorgio Bacasha, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to share the time with you. Thank you so much.